linking positive material and negative situations. A variation on the fourth step is to deliberately encourage a strongly positive experience in settings or with people that are difficult for you. Over time, the positive material you've repeatedly taken in will start activating automatically as an inner strength in these previously challenging situations. I'll use an example here of relaxing and calming your body in increasingly tense situations. Start with the easiest situations and work your way upward on a 1 to 10 scale of difficulty. Perhaps you're waiting in a lunch line at a deli to order your sandwich, and you feel a little nervous about getting back to work on time. Suppose this is a 1 on the challenge scale. So, you use your relaxation methods while in line, for example, exhaling slowly or remembering happy times, and gradually feel more at ease. Next, pick a slightly harder challenge, a 2 or 3 or 4. Perhaps you've got an important meeting today and you're agonizing more than you need to about what would be the right blouse or tie to wear. Keep calming your body until you feel more settled down. Then raise the bar further. A 6 might be speaking up to disagree with a coworker, while an 8 could be disagreeing with your boss. Obviously, don't do things that wouldn't be good for you. Keep relaxing your body even in these situations. You don't have to be perfect. If it's a 6, let alone an 8 or a 10, it's natural to still be somewhat nervous or revved up. When you're ready, you can approach that 10 of telling a significant person how you really feel about something that's very vulnerable and important to you. You can also use this method with ongoing difficult conditions. This woman learned to link positive feelings with chronic pain. "I suffer from severe back pain, which is aggravated by the fear I have about it. To counter this, I started focusing on when my back was not in pain. When I'd go to work and afterward my back felt okay, I'd spend minutes acknowledging this and feeling good about it. I imagined a kind of warmth, sometimes a warm light like sunlight, or sometimes a warm, sparkling, gooey liquid, a bit like melted chocolate, that would seep into every cell in my body, especially my back. It really felt like this warm goodness was soothing my back, like putting oil on a squeaky door joint. Each time I did this, I was making a kind of mental video of my back being and feeling all right. Eventually, I had hundreds of these good videos in which I had actually been comfortable and moving easily. Increasingly, these became my expectation instead of a dreaded agony that I was always bracing against. It was as if being more flexible in my mind allowed me to be more flexible in my body." Practicing the fourth step. The practice that follows focuses on key experiences in the approaching reward system. We will start with a positive experience that is an antidote to the negative feelings people can have when they don't reach a goal, such as frustration, disappointment, failure, or inadequacy. Antidote experiences that can soothe and replace this negative material include feelings of success, arriving, satisfaction, and being praised or valued. To do this practice, you need to know both what the negative material is that you are trying to ease and heal, and what its positive antidote is. This clarity alone will be helpful to you because then you'll know better what positive experiences to look for or create for yourself. I suggest you pick negative material that is mild to moderate in its intensity. See if an inherently neutral situation, action, or desire, the neutral trigger, has become connected with the negative material in your mind. For example, making a to-do list, setting goals, or telling others about your hopes and dreams, which are neutral, if not positive, may have become connected to experiences of disappointment or failure. If you can't identify a neutral trigger, that's all right. You can still do the fourth step. If you get sucked into the negative material, drop it and stay with only positive material. Once you are stable in the positive, if you want, bring the negative back into awareness.